In Bhagavad and Bhagavatam, why do we need to read the purport? Why can't we just read the verses?
Yes, that way we can say, I can skip the verses, why do I need to attend the classes? I can understand everything from the verses. See, the purports are meant to aid our understanding. And the acharyas have written the purports, the Prabhupada has written the purports, the acharyas have written the purports. They are all given to aid understanding. So, that function of helping us understand, that is what the purpose is. And some people like to study scripture not so much for the purpose of studying. They may study it or they may just recite scripture out of some sense of religious piety. Now, some people like to recite Bhagavad Gita, which is good, definitely reciting Bhagavad Gita is good. But quite often, these people recite Bhagavad Gita throughout their year, throughout their life, without really understanding the Gita, without really living the Gita. So, then what has happened, it is just a part of the of religious culture. It is not a spiritual transformation that is happening by the contact with them. So that transformation happens when there is intellectual comprehension. And so we see the verses as revealing the spiritual truths, and we see the commentaries as helping us understand those truths. And if we study the scripture without any commentaries, the amount of understanding that we will get is very limited. Now, in epistemology is knowledge about acquiring knowledge. That's a branch of knowledge. What it says is, what we can know depends on what we know. What we can know depends on what we know. Now, say somebody says, my finger, they say, why your nail is so white? And a doctor comes and says, hey, you have got anemia. Now, what is happening? Somebody who does not know about medical science, they say, yes, your fingers are white, your fingernails are white. Somebody says, hey, whiteness is a symptom of anemia. So the point is, what we can know depends on what we know. So if we just study scripture ourselves, what we can know will be very limited. Because we will just not be able to connect with scripture. Okay, how is this relevant to me? What does it apply to me? What do I do with this knowledge? So, by studying the Acharya's commentaries, we can understand scripture better. So, we should see the Acharya's commentaries as their gifts to us to aid in our understanding. And, of course, the focus should be on understanding scripture. So in some cases, from one Acharya's commentary, we can understand something. From other cases, we can understand something from Acharya's commentary, other Acharya's commentaries. That is all fine. So the point is, we keep the understanding as the purpose. And then, study scripture, not just for the sake of, oh, I recited scripture, or I read Bhagavatam. No, if I want to understand, then the Acharya's commentaries are invaluable and often indispensable aid for understanding. Does that answer your question?